doomed for a certain time to walk the night, and for the day confined to fasting fires, till the foul crimes done in my days of nature are burnt and purged away. But that I am forbid to tell the secrets of my prison house, I could a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul, freeze thy young blood, and oh, there you are, Angel. I was wondering when you'd return home. You've been gone for much longer today. Oh, it must have been a late day at the office, eh? I really hope that boss of yours isn't working you too hard. Oh, hello. And I see you have a package. A well-deserved gift to yourself for all that hard work. Treated yourself to a new blouse, perhaps. Maybe that red one that I heard you telling your friend about over the phone. I wonder. I must admit, you really do look most ravishing in red. What are we up to now? Lighting some candles. Setting the mood after a stressful work day. Okay, so perhaps that isn't a blouse after all. This must be a different kind of treat for yourself. maybe a personal toy for lonely, rainy nights like these. Believe me, Angel, if I could be the one to please you those nights, every night, I would. Oh, I would. I wish that I could touch you. I wish that I could hold you. I wish that I could kiss you. God, I would give anything to have just one night to be alive again, to spend just one night with you. I'd be a gentleman, of course. I mean, I was a bastard when I was alive. Real son of a bitch. Which is why I'm dead now. But I have always been a gentleman. Even a ghostly one. I have never once watched you undress. I've never watched you bathe. And, although it was agonizingly difficult to resist, I've never watched you when you, you know, pleasured yourself all those lonely nights. I know, lonely. Before you, I was alone here. Oh, so terribly lonely. I wish I could tell you that you aren't alone here. You don't have to feel lonely, Angel. Hello? What's that? What have you there? Wait, that can't be what I think it is. It is. This is a Ouija board. Oh, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? Oh shit. She thinks this place is haunted.
It is.
What? Is anyone there? Yes, me. I am. Oh, wait, you can't hear me. Am I supposed to move this thing? Okay. I'll just push this thing here. Yes, there. I'm here. What am I? I'm me. Myself. The ghost? How do I put this? D-E-A-D. Dead. I'm dead. Oh yeah, you found that funny, did you? Silly girl. Any more questions? Can I show myself to you? Well, you're looking right at... You're looking right through me. I don't know if I could, Angel. My abilities are limited, it seems. Of course, I've never actually tried, but I wonder. Oh, wait. Oh, got it. Who's the thing here? F-E-E-L. Can you feel me here? My fingertips are right over yours, Angel. I'm here. Am I touching you? Yes. Yes, I am. I'll just slide this over here. Yes. This is amazing. I feel like we're actually having a conversation. God, it feels like... I think I have butterflies. I'm not sure how, but I can feel this. There's a stirring inside of my chest. I feel so happy. You look positively terrified, though. Oh, but don't be afraid, Angel. I would never hurt you. Please don't be afraid of me. Can you? Yeah, can you feel this? I'm just gliding my fingertips over your arm, very gently. I can feel goosebumps rising along your skin. You can feel me, can't you? Don't be afraid. I'm lifting my hand. I just want to stroke your cheek, softly, gently. Can you feel me? By the way your eyes just closed, it seems so. Can you feel when I graze my thumb over your lips, like this? I suppose you can. Oh, goodness. And, God, do I dare? Could you feel it if I kiss you? You felt that. This shouldn't be possible. This is... You poor thing, you look stunned. I can't believe this is happening either, Angel. I've never been so thrilled in my life. Well, after life. You're giggling. What are you giggling at, silly girl? What's so funny? What are you getting up for? No, I'm over here, lovely. Are you searching for me? What is it you're up to? Oh, and your shirt is off. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll just turn around. As I said, I am a gentleman. Please, you know, proceed to undress for bed. I'll just occupy myself like a good Casper. Am I still here? I'm a ghost. Silly girl, I'm not likely to go anywhere. Of course I'm still here. Why do you ask? Oh, right. You can't hear me. What? She wants me to touch her again. No. Stop teasing me, princess. Now, just get undressed and go to bed. Playtime is over. We can play Miss Cleo some other time. I'm still trying to figure all of this out. Please. Pretty please with a cherry on top. God, it's hard to resist touching you when you ask that way. Never mind that you're looking... especially delicious in that bra and panties. Very well, Angel. I give in. I give in. I'm kneeling down just in front of you. Can you feel this? Ah. Yeah, I can see you feel these kisses over your abdomen. You're so warm against my lips. Can you feel this too, Angel? Can you feel my fingers touching your inner thigh? I'm sorry if my touch feels cold. And this? You're squirming. Stay still. I'm trying to devour you slowly, Angel. Oh, wait. Where do you think you're going? I'm not finished with you yet. Oh! I'm out of practice. Oh, you're getting a little more comfortable on the bed, are you? You look perfect like that. Just like that. eager, scared, needy. Do you need me? God, your neck tastes so sweet. You're doing something to me. I don't know what it is, or how it's happening. I can feel. But what? What's that you say? Touching more. Well, where? Let me know where, Angel. Oh. Yes. Show me those perfect breasts. Do you want me to touch them? Tell me. Can you feel this? Oh. What was that noise you just made? Did you moan for me? Would it be okay with you if I made you moan a little more? I'm just going to try and, perhaps I can pull those lovely panties down so that I can see you. Down a little lower. Red lace. Now let's see if we can do this. Oh, good girl. Look at that. Do you need me that badly? You're dripping. Can you feel my thumb slipping up and down over that wet slit? Yes? Does it feel good, Angel? I want you to feel good for me. More? Anything you ask, Angel. I just want you to feel amazing. Would you like it if I rub that sweet little clit in nice, slow circles? Those moans. Okay. I need to taste you now. God, your pussy is intoxicating. The taste, your scent. I can't get enough of this if I weren't already dead. I could die happy right here. I want you to come for me, Angel. Come all over my face. I want to be drenched in you. I need it. I need you to come for me. Don't hold back. Fuck yes. Good girl. Good fucking girl. That's my angel. Oh yeah. I need you. You need to let me know if I can take you. Please. I'm going crazy for you here. Say something. Please. Oh, good. You want me to fuck you? Okay. Your wish is my command, Angel. Anything for my good girl. Oh, my God. I can feel you. Oh, can you feel me? It looks like you can. God, you feel amazing. I can't promise that I'll be gentle, but I promise you will come. Oh, oh yeah, that's it. Oh, ha, ha, moan for me. Moan for me like a good girl. Oh, I need you to come. Come with me. Come all over my cock, angel. Come all over me. Give yourself to me. I need you. I need you so badly. God, come with me. Everything. Every bit of you. I know you can't hear any of what I'm saying, but I've liked you for a really long time. Since you moved in, things have been different for me. Awkward and confusing at times, but it's been really nice having you around. It's not so lonely anymore. Are you falling asleep already? Okay. Good night, Angel. I'll be here in the morning. You won't see me, but you'll feel me here.